My name is David Flood, and I'm sitting here with Cameron Steele. We work for Cargo Publishing, and we have a new collection of short stories entitled The Year of Open Doors. We're, I guess, showing off at the Edinburgh Festival. It's good to be here. We'd just like to talk a little bit about how the book came together. I was Roger Glass's editorial assistant on the book, and Cameron Steele is our events manager.
Hello, Edinburgh. How are you? We're just going to have a little chat about how the book evolved, the kind of genesis behind it, and then basically we're also going to speak about what is our favourite story, even though we probably shouldn't do that, but we'll do it anyway.
The book came together when Mark and Rog wanted to put together just a collection of new and exciting Scottish writing. So although we had a few offers that we wanted to chase up, you know, there's a lot. We ran an open submissions competition from which three offers were picked out. We got a lot of really good submissions, so from the Edinburgh Book Festival, just keep writing, Scotland. You're doing well.
What was important about it was we were looking for maybe writers that were unknown or critically acclaimed but not actually commercially viable, or not viable but not really big as of yet, but like what we wanted to do was like make sure everybody was all, it was a democratic kind of a collection we could all work together on and make sure everything worked perfectly.
Yeah, I think it's got a real international flavour as well. This might be a bit, I guess, controversial, but you know, there's a whole thing about being Scottish literature that kind of stems even from, you know, Hugh McDermid kind of setting out what Scottish literature is, which I think kind of goes sociologically against what Scotland is about. You know, like sociologically, we've had waves and waves of immigrants who contribute to what Scotland is now. And Doug Johnston yesterday said in an interview, "Who's like us?" But he was speaking in a kind of internationalist context. And I think the book, it'd be kind of important to recognise that the Tom Cairns "Who's like us?" isn't really a defiant thing. It should be more of a kind of searching kind of quote.
I think Scotland from the get-go has always been a cosmopolitan nation anyway. Like if you look back to the Enlightenment, essentially like we've always been outward looking. We're never like that insular. I think Rog kind of summed it up quite well in his introduction when he said that it's like a soup. The book is like a soup.
Yep.
And all these wonderful authors are onions and carrots. Not that they said that, but it is like a soup, and it's all great ingredients, essentially, about Scotland now. And it doesn't have to essentially be about Scotland. It's about Scotland in this time and place.
And I think it's representative of that. The international thing, I think, is reflected that we don't also just have, you know, kind of Glaswegian writers. We've got writers from
Zimbabwe, South Africa, New Zealand.
I was thinking more just Edinburgh or like the islands, just around Scotland. You know, like we feel it's a very Scottish collection that you know encompasses the whole of Scotland rather than just say, oh, this Edinburgh clique or this Glaswegian clique or anything like that.
It's not like a clique or like a band of authors that are all together that have decided to publish a short story collection. There's a lot of these writers that haven't met each other, maybe never even heard of each other in some respects, and what was important was to make sure that we weren't just like an old pals act, like all writers together, like just trying to sell.
So yeah, I guess actually what we're trying to do with the book, if I had to pick a favourite story, it would probably be Suhail Sadi's. I'm a massive fan of Suhail Sadi's previous work, Psycho Rag, especially, and just as an editorial assistant on the book, it was a real challenge to edit. It was, you know, how do you improve an egg? Can draw a face on it. Yeah. Still an egg, you know. Cam?
I would have to say my favourite of the collection was a writer I'd not heard of before, W.D. Martin. His story was really good. It kind of like, it was really poignant, really subtle as well. It was about an old man who makes gates out of driftwood. And it kind of like gives me something like the memory, like say like objects, you attack, like different people have different things about objects, and when things rolled in from the sea, it was really good. But that was my standout of the collection. It's one I really particularly enjoyed.
Yeah. So yeah, I guess that's all we can really justify ourselves with.